listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here on this Valentine Monday, along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and 1320 WILS, where we're streaming live. Going out on the phone to a frequent guest and friend here, Steve Dugan, who is Ingham County Commissioner. Good evening, Steve. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, Cheryl, but what a tough act to follow. I have to follow Becky Bishane Kolka on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, come on. We're something that sparkles. Come on, Steve.
Absolutely. She has the best.
Well, a nice endorsement. I'll have to remind her in case she's out listening to a proposal right now. That's kind of fun work, I'll tell you. What we wanted to talk about tonight, Steve, and I appreciate, because I know you're heading out to a meeting right away, some controversy brewing at the Ingham County Road Commission. I had former Commissioner Joe Gunther on the program last week after some allegations basically arose and from Commissioner Andy Shore, County Commissioner Andy Shore. And so I wanted to kind of follow up with it. There was an article in the newspaper over the weekend, and that's kind of our jumping off point. And it relates to allegations of racial bias against former Commissioner Joe Gunther and Tom Mitchell. And now the next step that's happened is something that you and Randy Schaefer have requested. Maybe you can catch folks up on where we are with that.
Well, and in fairness, this actually would apply to all four of the Republicans, and all of us, all four Republicans, significantly represent the geography that the Road Commission is responsible for road maintenance. But what we have, you know, suggested to several other members of the Board of Commissioners is that, you know, we think it would be appropriate to get an outside investigator who has no connection whatsoever to Ingham County, find a retired state cop from some other state police post. And you know, these people are skilled in investigative techniques, and let them get to the bottom of of anything that might occur. You know, the idea of saying let's take this up at a committee meeting, or let's take this up in front of the new Board of Road Commissioners. You know, it still means that we're talking about people in a small community setting who know other people. And potentially the idea that some of the allegations that have been easily thrown about lately, could be picked up upon for some other motive besides getting to the bottom of the truth. And all we're saying is that we think having a neutral third party, no connections to Ingham County investigator, might be the best way to get about, the truth of whether any of these things have substance to them.
And when I had Joe Gunther on, and I'll paraphrase because I don't have his quotes in front of me, his concern was that these allegations came from nowhere and had no base and had been handled at the local level in the garage, within the garage at management level. So that's why he was unaware of any incident when the question was asked of him. So he, of course, was concerned. And when I asked him point blank, if it smacked of politics, he said, yeah, it sure feels that way. Does it have that feeling to you and some of the other Republicans as well?
Well, I will acknowledge that I was quoted in Saturday's newspaper as saying pretty much the same thing. Yes, the campaign for 2012, has begun. And what's, part of what the concern is, there are 16 members of the Board of Commissioners. Only 7 of the 16 have major areas within their district boundaries that are Road Commission responsibility. So even though the full 16 members make the appointments to the Board of Road Commissioners, the reality is that there are 7 of us who have a much more vested interest in terms of those employees, those 73 employees, doing good work to make certain we get plowed out when we have a miserable blizzard like what we had a couple of weeks ago, and to go forward because, we're still talking about people who have lives and families and responsibilities, and commitments to their community that, don't need to be mired up in all of this. Cheryl, we talked earlier in the day, and I'm going to go ahead and initiate the comment on this. But the 16 members of the Board of Commissioners have lately gotten a couple of anonymous letters, seeming to further this. Oh my God, there's something going on here, and I'm highly disappointed that whoever has been generating those has not had the maturity to sign a name or to call me at my house and express, in a one-on-one, confidential conversation, this is the substance of the concern.
And I would echo that, Steve. I got a letter similar to the one that you got here at the studio addressed to me, anonymous again. And frankly, my response is, if you can't man up or woman up and sign your name, I don't have time to read it. And sign your name. We can chat about it confidentially. I won't use your name on the air unless you give me permission. But it's this kind of baseless allegation that is kind of at the root of what's happening here.
Well, exactly. What concerns me is that I think there may be, a handful of individuals who feel like they have the ears of some commissioners, and who knows what conversations are going on there, or who knows what's being picked up when you have anonymous letters being mailed about that may be making, horrible accusations about anybody. But in the meantime, as you already sort of touched upon, to the best of my knowledge, the Road Commission management, I think we've got an excellent managing director in Bill Conklin. I think that the, the board members as a collective body were doing what they were responsible to do, that, if there was an allegation that was appropriate to the Michigan Civil Rights Commission, it was taken to the Michigan Civil Rights Commission. But at the same time, I think that that the concept of having, outside independent investigation may be the best way to determine whether there or not there's anything, to this. Because I it's time we stop the rumor mill, and it's time that we don't tread upon the reputation of, the two people that, in my opinion, were the best members of the Board of Road Commissioners, in Joe Gunther and Tom Mitchell. And, if I were to vote in a sequence of 1 through 5, they would have been my, first and second choices. Now, in fairness, the two people who have now been appointed to replace them are also folks that I have a great deal of respect for and have known for, and had working connection with in some capacity, those being former Ingham County Board of Commissioners member Mark Thomas from East Lansing, and a gentleman, who's had connections with the DEQ and in the years past the FBI, whose name is Milton Scales.
Mm-hmm.
Great individuals. I have a great deal of respect for them. But at the same time, I don't think that my confirming votes on behalf of those two individuals were intended in the slightest to say that I, didn't think that the job that Joe Gunther and Tom Mitchell had been doing, had not been done well and had not been handled, within appropriate channels.
Well, I think that you're onto something with the other Republicans who want an independent, because I think if that doesn't happen, more of this just throwing out allegations is going to continue without ever getting it resolved satisfactorily for anybody, and someone outside coming in is going to be the only way that this moves ahead to an appropriate resolution.
Well, absolutely correct. One of the concerns that I know has been expressed was that there was, employee A chosen over employee B for a recent promotion within the Road Commission. Promotions have not even come up very often because the Road Commission has shrunk so much in its workforce in the 6 years I've been on the Board of Commissioners. When I joined the Board of Commissioners in January of 2005, the Road Commission was 108 employees. Now they're down to 73. Any organization going through that kind of, retrenchment just doesn't have a lot of opportunities for promotional, situations in the first place. Mm-hmm. Combined with that, this particular, promotion that was, again, as far as I can tell, handled by management and by the Board of Commissioners in a very appropriate professional manner. It wasn't a case of employee A versus employee B. It was a case of picking one from at least three and maybe even more than that, in terms of applicants.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I do think that there has been a legitimate, you know, process. There have been, you know, again, a couple of incidents that were filed with the Michigan Civil Rights Commission. You know, that's an appropriate body to take up those reviews. But, again, you know, a third party is sort of like, you know, creating a grand jury. A grand jury is in a position to get a great deal of testimony because it's not a court of law. And I think that that's kind of the same idea of what this independent investigation, you know, might be able to do, that me on a committee, you know, and the other committee members, if we were to create some kind of ad hoc committee, just, you know, would never be able to, you know, get the same, you know, down to the roots kind of information.
Well, I think you're right on this. Steve, the time constraints have gotten us again. We will talk about this again because this story certainly isn't over, and we'll follow up with you. Thank you so much for your time tonight.
Always, Cheryl. You have a good day.
Thank you. You as well. Happy Valentine's
Thank
Day.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good night. We've been talking with Steve Dugan, Ingham County Commissioner. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.